Sister Carlotta found that she did not need her security clearance to get a meeting with Julian and his wife, Elena. She called, and she said she would like to see them on a matter concerning the IF, and they immediately opened their calendar to her. She arrived in Knossos and was immediately driven to their home on a bluff overlooking the Aegean. They looked nervous. Indeed, Elena was almost frantic, wringing a handkerchief. "Please," she said, after accepting their offer of fruit and cheese, "please tell me why you are so upset. There's nothing about my business that should alarm you." The two of them glanced at each other, and Elena became flustered.
"Then there's nothing wrong with our boy?"
For a moment, Sister Carlotta wondered if they already knew about Bean. But how could they? "Your son?"
"Then he's all right."
Elena burst into tears of relief, and when her husband knelt beside her, she clung to him and sobbed.
"You see, it was very hard for us to let him go into service," said Julian. "So when a religious person calls to tell us she needs to see us on business pertaining to the IF, we thought... we leapt to the conclusion..."
"Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you had a son in the military, or I would have been careful to assure you from the start that... But now I fear I am here under false pretenses. The matter I need to speak to you about is personal. So personal, you may be reluctant to answer. Yet it is about a matter that is of some importance to the IF. Truthful answers cannot possibly expose you to any personal risk, I promise."
Elena got control of herself. Julian seated himself again, and now they looked at Sister Carlotta almost with cheerfulness.
"Oh, ask whatever you want," said Julian. "We're just happy that... whatever you want to ask."
"We'll answer if we can," said Elena.
"You say you have a son. This raises the possibility that... there is reason to wonder if you might not at some point have... was your son conceived under circumstances that would have allowed a clone of his fertilized egg to be made?"
"Oh, yes," said Elena. "That is no secret. A defect in one fallopian tube and an ectopic pregnancy in the other made it impossible for me to conceive in utero. We wanted a child, so they drew out several of my eggs, fertilized them with my husband's sperm, and then cloned the ones we chose. There were four that we cloned, six copies of each, two girls and two boys. So far we have implanted only the one. He was such a special boy. We did not want to dilute our attention. Now that his education is out of our hands, however, we have been thinking of bearing one of the girls. It's time." She reached over and took Julian's hand and smiled. He smiled back. Such a contrast to Valescu. Hard to believe there was any genetic material in common.
"You said six copies of each of the four fertilized eggs," said Sister Carlotta.
"Six, including the original," said Julian. "That way we have the best chance of implanting each of the four and carrying them through a full pregnancy. A total of 24 fertilized eggs."
"And only one of them was implanted?"
"Yes, we were very fortunate. The first one worked perfectly."
"Leaving 23.
"Yes, exactly.
"Mr. Delphiki, all 23 of those fertilized eggs remain in storage, waiting for implantation?"
"Of course."
Sister Carlotta thought for a moment.
"How recently have you checked?"
"Just last week," said Julian, "as we began talking about having another child. The doctor assured us that nothing has happened to the eggs, and they can be implanted with only a few hours' notice."
"But did the doctor actually check?"
I don't know, said Julian.
Elena was starting to tense up a little.
What have you heard? She asked.
Nothing, said Sister Carlotta.
What I am looking for is the source of a particular child's genetic material. I simply need to make sure that your fertilized eggs were not the source.
But of course they were not, except for our son.
Please don't be alarmed. But I would like to know the name of your doctor and the facility where the eggs are stored. And then I would be glad if you would call your doctor and have him go, in person, to the facility and insist upon seeing the eggs himself.
They can't be seen without a microscope, said Julian.
See that they have not been disturbed, said Sister Carlotta.
They had both become hyper-alert again, especially since they had no idea what this was all about, nor could they be told. As soon as Julian gave her the name of the doctor and hospital, Sister Carlotta stepped onto the porch and, as she gazed at the sail-specked Aegean, she used her global and got herself put through to the IF headquarters in Athens. It would take several hours, perhaps, for either her call or Julian's to bring in the answer, so she and Julian and Elena made a heroic effort to appear unconcerned. They took her on a walking tour of their neighborhood, which offered views both ancient and modern, and of nature, verdant, desert, and marine. The dry air was refreshing, as long as the breeze from the sea did not lag, and Sister Carlotta enjoyed hearing Julian talk about his company, and Elena talk about her work as a teacher. All thought of their having risen in the world through government corruption faded, as she realized that, however he got his contract, Julian was a serious, dedicated creator of software, while Elena was a fervent teacher who treated her profession as a crusade.
I knew as soon as I started teaching our son how remarkable he was, Elena told her. But it wasn't until his pretests for school placement that we first learned that his gifts were particularly suited for the IF.
Alarm bells went off. Sister Carlotta had assumed that their son was an adult. After all, they were not a young couple.
How old is your son?
8 years old now, said Julian. They sent us a picture. Quite a little man in his uniform. They don't let many letters come through.
Their son was in battle school.
They appeared to be in their 40s, but they might not have started to have a family until late, and then tried in vain for a while, going through a tubal pregnancy before finding out that Elena could no longer conceive. Their son was only a couple of years older than Bean.